are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful that you are tuned our way. We're trusting that our broadcast service today will be blessed by the Lord and thus be a blessing to you. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of presenting the gospel on this broadcast today, and we're thankful for each one who has our broadcast service tuned in. We know that you have your eye upon them, we know that you love them, and we're praying that you'll minister to them. We are so thankful today for the gospel and for what it will do in the heart and life of everyone who will receive it. So as this broadcast service goes forth, may the Holy Spirit accompany it, and may souls be benefited and blessed thereby. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to share the Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it is proving to be a blessing to you. At the close of our broadcast today, we will be giving you our mailing address, and we would be thankful if you'd take time to write and let us know that you enjoy our broadcast. At this time, I'd like to invite you to visit our webpage, where you can listen to a number of our broadcasts, also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. That's www.wayoftruth.org.
Just today
Our subject for today's broadcast, Milestones Along the Journey of Life. And our text of Scripture is taken out of the 90th Psalm, verse 12. Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Here we are instructed by the Scripture to number our days, to consider our life and to realize and to know that our days are indeed numbered. And in light of considering that fact, we need to apply our hearts unto wisdom. And we need to be able to look at things as they really are, consider life and the responsibilities of life in a real, appropriate way. Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Now, life is a beautiful gift from God. I have referred to this numbers of times on the broadcast, but again, I refer to the words of the Apostle Paul when he was speaking to the Athenians there in Athens, as recorded in Acts 17, where they had made various altars and gods and were worshiping different idols. Paul said to them that he wanted to speak to them about the God that they did not know. And he said, "The God that you do not know is the one who gives to all life and breath, yea, and all things." Yes, the true and the living God, regardless of the evolutionist, regardless of the scientist, or whoever you might want to refer to, the Scriptures teach us, and I believe it, that God is the one who gives to all life and breath, yea, and all things. So life is a very precious gift, and it is given to us by God. And God had a definite purpose in creating this world and in creating man and giving him life. Very few people today are carrying out God's plan are doing God's will. Nevertheless, God created the earth. He formed man for a definite purpose. The whole duty of man is to fear God and to keep His commandments. God created man that He might have one to fellowship with. Yes, to bestow His love upon. God did not come down and fellowship with the lions or the tigers or the bears. He came down in the cool of the evening and fellowshiped with that couple that He had formed from the dust of the earth and had breathed into their nostrils the breath of life. Man is God's highest creation here on earth. And God is the one who gave them life. God is the one who gives us life. There would not be a new life formed in the mother's womb if God did not breathe into that union the breath of life. So God is the one who gives to all life and breath. God said through the prophet Ezekiel, "Behold, all souls are mine. The soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die." Now, life is likened to a journey. Yes, life is likened unto a journey, and time is likened to a road. Time conveys us toward our destination, and we do all have a destination. A road leads somewhere. Yes, whether it be the straight and narrow way, or whether it be the broad road. A road leads to a destination, and so time conveys us toward our destination. Life is just a little small part of eternity. Before God ever created the world, there was eternity, for God has never had a beginning. He shall never have an ending. So before there was time, there was eternity. While time is now going on, eternity is going on. And when time is no more, you'll still have eternity. And so time conveys us toward our destination. And we usually refer to it as going into eternity. Now our days are limited. And reading in the book of Genesis, you read about how they lived for many, many years. But life has been shortened down through the period of time. And in the Bible, it speaks about the average of life being about 70. Now we are told that in the United States, at least, the average span of life is up towards 78. Even so, if a person lives to be 100, and we occasionally hear of some who do, our days are still numbered. Yes, our days are numbered. Our days are limited. Teach us to number our days. So our days on earth are limited. Teach us to number our days. Teach us to consider the fact that our days are numbered. And let us be wise in our choices. Beloved, that is a very important thing. The latter part of this verse says that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. Beloved, let us consider life. Let us consider the shortness of life and do it wisely. The Bible teaches us that the young people should remember their Creator in the days of their youth. Now, there are a number of reasons why that is true, and I'll not have time to cover all of them today, but first of all, if you remember the Lord in your childhood and in your youth, in other words, if you give your heart and your life over to Him, He will spare you from many sinful, evil, hurtful things in the future. And not only that, but if God blesses you to live and to get married, you will be able to pass righteousness and not sin on down to your posterity. So we need to consider our days, and we need to be wise in our choices. Milestones along the journey of life. Birthdays, yes. Whenever we are a child, it seems like it's such a long time from one birthday to the next. But, you know, after you get up there in some years on you, it seems like it passes much faster. Going up the hill is slower than going down the hill. So whenever you start going down the hill, time seems to pass rather quickly, and you wonder where time has gone. How many times have I heard that said? Where has time gone? Where has this year gone? Where has this day gone? Well, it has gone into eternity, and it never will return. You'll never be able to live yesterday, and you don't know whether you'll be able to live till tomorrow. You have today. So there are milestones along the journey of life, and birthdays are one of them. Not only our own, but our children. And how joyful they are at times for their birthdays and when they get their little gifts and so forth. Now, starting to school is an outstanding event in some children's life. Some don't consider it so because they'd rather stay home with mommy. But starting to school is a great event in some people's life. Some children are very anxious. I had a grandchild, or I have a grandchild, that whenever they had school vacation, she said, I don't know why they have to have a vacation. I don't need a vacation. She liked school so well that she just wanted to keep on going. But many people, many children, when they think about going to school and then having 12, well, if you're going to go to kindergarten, about 13 years, well, will I ever live long enough to get through school? Well, most people do. Many don't, of course. But entering school and then graduating from school. Graduation is a very outstanding milestone in our life. How many times have speakers at graduation have pointed out to the graduates that you have reached a real milestone in your life? And then we think about the first job. We are kind of apprehensive about it, not knowing just how it's going to go and how we're going to get along with our fellow workers and all. But most of the time, we make it all right. And then there comes a time when you choose a life's companion. I would say that's one of the most important decisions that anyone can make. Outside of choosing to live for Christ, possibly, that is the most important. And it is indeed a very important thing that needs to be entered into wisely. And then there comes, after marriage, or the wedding day, there comes anniversaries, the first, and so on and so forth. My wife and I celebrated our 60th anniversary last July in 2007, and at that time I did not realize that that would be our last anniversary. But as we are bringing out today, we are to teach ourselves to number our days, because they will come to an end sooner or later. And then there is another milestone which is of great importance, possibly more so than any of the other things that I have mentioned as far as temporal things are concerned, and that's the new birth, the beginning of spiritual life. You know, the Bible says that we have all sinned, and therefore we've all died, spiritually speaking, and there is the need of the new birth. There is the need of being born again. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus. You must be born again. Otherwise, you'll never enter into the kingdom of heaven. So the new birth, the spiritual birth, the resurrection from death to life is one of the most important, or the most important event in your life. And if you today are living in sin, let me encourage you to turn to the Lord and experience this new birth that I'm talking about. Be born of the Spirit. Become alive, alive to God, alive to the things of God. Now, as we travel along this highway, the highway of life, we need a traveling companion. And I, at the moment, I'm not speaking about a husband or a wife. I'm talking about that precious old Bible, the Word of God. Let it be our guide. Yes, the Word is given to us to live by. It is our roadmap from time into eternity. It is our guide, and we need to be guided by it. Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God is good for humanity. And if we'll take the blessed old Bible and live it out in our lives, we will be spared many heartaches and many evils that others are suffering, and we'll have many joys that we would not have otherwise. Now, Christ is our leader. Yes, Christ is our leader. He is the head of the church. He is the head of the body. And Christ is our leader. The Holy Spirit is our teacher and our comforter. Jesus told the disciples that he had to leave them, but he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And Jesus said in regard to the Spirit of truth, he will lead you and guide you into all truth. So we need the Spirit to be able to understand the roadmap, the Bible. And we need to follow the leadings of the Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, how to take to face life? How are we to face life? Well, first of all, get saved in your youth, as I've already mentioned. Get saved in your youth. You'll find much pleasure and joy in living for God, and you'll be spared many, many heartaches. So we should face life with Christ and not without him. And then we should continue walking with God. Yes, the Lord said through the prophet Micah, he had showed us what he required, that we love mercy, that we do justly, and that we walk humbly with our God. You cannot walk with a proud and a haughty spirit and walk with God. God does not walk with the proud and the scornful, but he walks with the humble and the lowly. So as we face life, we need to walk with God from day to day. Is that possible? Yes, indeed it is possible. You can walk with God every day, and you need to walk with God every day. Need him as your constant companion. And we need to face old age joyfully and gracefully. That is, if God spares our lives. It might be a surprise to some of you to know that according to statistics, over half of the deaths in this world are of people who are 17 or younger. Over half of the deaths in a year's time are of people who are 17 or younger. They do not live beyond their 17th birthday. And so if God blesses us to live to a ripe old age, we need to do so joyfully and gracefully, and not be some grump. Pardon the expression, but there are those who are grouchy. But if you have the grace of God in your heart, you can live joyfully and gracefully even in your old age. Now, the destination of life, and this is the thing that we should consider most of all, because, again, this road of life leads somewhere, and we're either on one of two roads: the straight and narrow way that leads to life eternal, or the broad way that leads to destruction. So the destination of life is not to accumulate a lot of material things. The destination of life is to so live that we will have eternal life. And this eternal life is by being saved. Salvation is the way. It is the better here, and it is better hereafter. Sinful way is hard here, and it's even worse hereafter. Yes, every man shall be rewarded according to the deeds done in this body. Every man, and I'm speaking of the family of man, not just a male. I'm speaking of the family of man. Everyone shall stand before Jesus Christ in judgment and there give an account of the life that they have lived. If you have lived the Christian life, if you've lived for God, if you've walked with the Lord, you will be placed on the right-hand side and you'll hear Christ say, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. But if you live in sin, Jesus said, if you die in your sins, where I am, there you cannot come. So you'll be on the left-hand side, and you'll hear him say, depart. We're all going to hear one of the two, either of those two words. We're going to hear come, or we're going to hear depart. And what we hear will be determined by the life that we live in this time world. Death terminates life here on earth, but it does not terminate the end of us. There is a hereafter for every one of us. Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And wisdom teaches us that we should serve the true and the living God and have Christ as our Savior, that we might live eternally. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing the Way of Truth broadcast with this precious people today. We trust that the Holy Spirit will make it a blessing to each one in our congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share the broadcast service with you. We trust that it has been a blessing. If so, we invite you to write us and let us know. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. If you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with us, we trust that you'll feel free to send it in. Again, our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. We also have a fax number, and the fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can listen to a number of our broadcasts. Also, some other services are there. And you can also join us in our Sunday services as they are broadcast over the internet live. Our morning worship service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6. And of course, that's Eastern time. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. We'd like to invite you to tune in next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you.